Valentine's Day fast approaching. This is your warning that you've got 4 days to go until Cupid's going to shoot an arrow straight in your butt if you forget to spoil your lover.
Oh, yeah, and it is Sunday, if you didn't know. Because of that, we have Debbie Rivers. She's a dating and relationship expert on the line talking long-distance relationships. Morning, Debs.
Morning.
Debs, I got to tell you, for David and I, we've both had fairly negative relationships or experiences with long distance. Do people actually make this stuff work?
Oh, look, it's tough, but people do make it work. And we're in this situation at the moment that a lot of people just don't have any choice. You know, they're married and they find themselves at opposite ends of the country or the world.
Yeah, what? That's right. And this COVID stuff gets in the middle of everything.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, sorry.
Why wouldn't they just both go together?
Well, I think with some of the border restrictions, people haven't been able to, you know, for work or whatever it is. So if you find yourself married in this situation and you love each other, you've got to find a way to make it work. I mean, I don't recommend getting into a long-distance relationship because you're just making it really hard for yourself. But if you're in one, there's some stuff you can do.
I guess that's right, isn't it? You're setting yourself up to fail if you go on a Bali holiday and you meet Tom who lives in Baruga, Victoria, and you're like Melza who lives in Darwin in the Northern Territory. Really, to continue that type of relationship, it's just a fantasy that's never going to come good.
Exactly, and it sounds, you're right, you kind of get in love with the idea of how cool that sounds.
Yeah.
It's just really hard work.
What are some things that you can do as couples to keep it alive?
Well, look, the first thing is, you know, expectations are the root of all heartache. And, you know, I think as men and women, we're not really that good at communicating clearly. So I think, you know, talking clearly, men don't speak hint, so I recommend that women are a lot more direct. So if you kind of set the ground rules of how often you want to talk, how it's going to work, and, you know, kind of talk about how you feel and what you want, because otherwise you can get upset with each other over things that aren't even real in the first place.
I think I would want us both to do our single things until we caught back up again. Is that a possibility?
Sorry, I missed that.
Well, I think he wants an open relationship, yeah. Is what he's saying. Set the ground rules that you can have extra people in the relationship. But look, technology right now is such a main way that people connect. So that's got to be good for long distance.
Oh, look, it is. And I think that you can use it creatively. Like in the past, you'd be stuck with the phone. Now you can have a Zoom date where you can cook together, you can eat together, you can watch a movie together. I mean, it's not the same as being together, but you can kind of create a lot more of connection by being able to see each other and do some fun things. And, you know, the options are endless to what you could do, and they could be as clean or dirty as you like.
Ooh, spice up your life with a little Zoom fun. But I guess it's also being prepared. So if you think about it, if you're going to undertake a new fitness plan, you go out, you buy the fitness clothes, you do your meal prep, and you put yourself in positions that support that activity. Is it the same with long-distance relationships?
Exactly. You have to do exactly the same thing. So leaving it to chance doesn't work. You know, you set aside a time that you're going to do it. You make sure that you make the effort to look nice, to comb your hair, and, you know, you plan it. And, you know, I think sometimes when it comes to love and romance, we don't want to plan it because we think it should magically work. But the reality is, just like that fitness plan, you have to do the same with this stuff.
And if you were doing a fitness plan, you wouldn't go hang out at KFC. So if you're in a relationship that is long distance, perhaps flirting with dudes at the pub isn't the way to go.
But you can't have a long distance gym membership either.
No, that's
that just doesn't work. I think the long distance actually kind of kills it because you can only do so much talking. And blokes, we don't want to talk. We want to go, how you going? Want to hook up?
I love that you think that that's predominantly blokes.
The long distance thing ain't going to work. In fact, the relationship with me just doesn't work.
No, I think it's more David-centric than it is location. What would be your final bit of advice, Debs, if people are listening now and they're trying to keep that flame burning, if they're trying to stay connected even though they're miles apart?
Okay, so my final tip tip is to be aware of that, you know, hot person at the pub or the eye candy that you work with, because you are missing that physical contact. So maybe stay away from those high-risk situations, especially if alcohol's involved, because nothing comes out of that. So, you know, communicate, make fun, plan it, and you know, stay away from temptation, unless, of course, you are in an open relationship, which is a different story.
Unless your long-distance lover is David Conov.
But I'm not going anywhere with this. Debbie, you're an absolute star. Long distance relationships, what would you give it out of 1 out of 10?
Oh, look, I think, I wouldn't recommend them to embark on one, but if you're in one, you've just got to make it work. It's just a bit of a tough reality, isn't it?
Put in the hard yards. Debs, good on you, babe. Thanks for the chat. Happy Valentine's Day for Sunday.
You too. Have a great day.